The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 311.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is the founder of Linear Dots Production, and I'm just really excited to have her on and share her story with us on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Joanne Tan. Joanne, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Sheena. I'm doing very well. Yeah, so my name is Joanne. I'm 29 this year. So I actually run Linear Dots Production. It's an events agency that specializes in corporate events. So about 10 years ago, I started event management. I got into this industry when I was doing my internship with Southwest Community Development Council. So after, you know, playing around with event management, I knew that it was something that I wanted to do for the rest of my life. So, you know, after that, I tried, I had many multiple failed attempts to get into local universities. I then went on to pursue my degree in finance in the Australian National University in Canberra. So, upon graduation, parents, the first thing they were saying is, you know, join a bank, it's going to do you good. So, listen to them, join Citibank. And, you know, in those days, joining an international bank was like the in thing and like, you know, such a stable job. Yeah, it was pretty cool then, but I eventually got very sick of the job. So thereafter, I moved on to this management consulting firm called Frontier Strategy Group. So that really put me on a very steep learning curve. And one day I just woke up and told myself, it's now or never. So I just quit my job. I started Linear Dots Production. And fast forward to 2016, I'm currently the founder of Linear Dots Production. So we are an awards-winning event management firm. And we have served very, very high-profile clients like Huawei, Fuji Xerox, Asus, to name a few. And I've also recently started a second company in Singapore, Warner Singapore. That's actually a joint venture with a Finnish company to bring a new event-based concept to Singapore.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing all that. And it's cool that you've been able to, you know, create a successful company and then, start up a new one. I mean, it's just amazing what is possible out there. And Joanne, what's your cultural background?
Well, I mean, I grew up in a very big traditional Chinese family. And by big, I mean 8, you know, my parents, myself and 5 other siblings. So it's 5 girls, 1 boy. So, that's why I say very traditional Chinese family.
Thanks for sharing that. And Joanne, what's your favorite self-confidence quote?
Well, I mean, there are a lot out there, but the one that I really, really like is from the very famous painter Vincent van Gogh. As he always says, if you hear a voice within you that says that you cannot paint, then by all means paint, and the voice will be silenced. Well, I really like this because it's something that I relate to, you know, especially when I left my job to start my own business. You know, people around me all thought that I was crazy. So nobody thought that I was able to make it. And honestly speaking, even I doubted myself sometimes.
Thanks for sharing that quote. And, you know, a lot of us feel like we're inadequate, right? We just feel like we have to figure out everything out first before starting something instead of just diving in and figuring it out along the way. I mean, we'll get it, right? When we have that drive and determination and that desire to do it, we'll find a way. So I really like that quote that you mentioned from Van Gogh. I mean, if you, like you mentioned, if you feel like you can't paint, just paint. Right? It's just as simple as that. But I know sometimes it's nerve-wracking and scary all at the same time, and you have all your nerves and everything. But when you just take that action, it makes a big difference. So thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
Well, some people think that, you know, confidence means know-it-all, but it's not really true. It's more like, you know, people who actually walk in a room and think that they're better than everyone else, that's arrogance. But confidence is really not having to compare yourself to anyone else in the first place. It's having, you know, very, very realistic trust about your ability. And why I like to emphasize on realistic is because, you know, I can't say that I'm confident that I can fly and expect to do it because, you know, it's not possible. So that's why being realistic is the key.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
The one big thing that I always remembered before I discovered self-confidence was I had issues admitting that it was my fault whenever I make a mistake. So I always find so many excuses when I'm at fault, and it was like a life of self-denial, and I couldn't actually progress to be better because, you know, I don't even see that as my fault. And even when I receive very constructive feedback from people around me, I saw that as criticisms. And, you know, those were actually opportunities for improvement that I missed out on.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's something we all go through sometimes, you know, the ego gets in the way and we think we know better, not realizing like sometimes we get these like constructive feedback to help us become better and, you know, move on and keep going. And sometimes it might take a while for us to realize like people are helping us, right? I mean, there are some people who can be a little bit not helpful, right? I mean, some just like kind of put you down to the point of no return. But there are people out there who are genuinely helping you. And you'll know because, like, I mean, it comes from the heart. And, you know, what was that point in your life when you realized you were, you know, confident enough to, you know, just start doing things and start just going out there and doing it and have that confidence?
Yeah, well, I must admit that there's probably quite a few, but the one that really, the very first one was when I was actually working at Frontier Strategy Group, and during one period where all my colleagues left the company at the same time, and my CEO, my global CEO, was so worried that I would take the news very badly, and he thought that I would actually quit. But I actually took it very well, and, you know, it's why I took it very well is because I saw it as an opportunity for me to shine, because now there's no one else but me to depend on, and they had to give me the best and the biggest accounts. So since then, you know, I always remind myself that, you know, I can do big things if I am given the opportunity. So, you know, whenever opportunities present, just go ahead and do it first, and, you know, remind yourself how you've done it before and just keep doing it.
That's awesome. And it's great that you're able to see things. You know, a lot of people, when they see a closed door, they just see a closed door and forget that there's another door of opportunity that you can open. And you were able to see it and said, I'm just going to go out there and do my best. And, you know, people will either like it or not. But I at least I went out there and took that step forward. And because of that, what's your life been like now?
Well, I would be lying if I say I don't have any self-doubt at all after that. But I mean, the one thing is that whenever I encounter such situations where I question my own ability, I always remind myself what I've done before and what I've achieved. And, you know, that will kind of push me to rediscovering self-confidence time after time. And, you know, people like to say, don't look back and all that. But on the contrary, I actually remind people to look back because I want people to see how far they've come and not focus on how far away you're from the finish line. It's very important to give yourself credit, and it's still normal to have self-doubt once in a while. It's just that you need to remind yourself, you know, I've actually come so far, and, you know, it's not the time to give up. And if I can come so far, I am sure that I can reach the finish line.
That's a great tip that you mentioned. I mean, so many of us focus on the bad things, right? It's like, oh, I only did this today, you know, instead of, you know, like say you went and worked out for only 5 minutes instead of 10 minutes. It's like, oh, I only did it for 5 minutes. I suck. But it's like, you still did it regardless if it was five minutes or 10 minutes. It's a start, you know, it's a step forward versus a step backwards. And I think people forget to celebrate these little milestones that we do, right? Every action counts, no matter how big or small they are. And sometimes we might have to take little actions to create the big action. So I really love that what you mentioned about learning, you know, seeing things of, you know, past achievements and how far you've come along. And, you know, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, I mean, you can always search us on Facebook. We are called Linear Dots Production, or alternatively, you can go to our website, lineardots.com.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Joanne, you can also head on over to the taoselfconfidence.com and search for Joanne's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Joanne for taking the time to share her story with us. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Sheena. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. It was an honor having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.